Good morning. I would like to thank each and every one of you for coming today to celebrate this joyous occasion with us. 4 years have passed since you watched us transition from high school teenagers to young adults in college. Many obstacles have been overcome during these 4 years, and we never could have done that without the support of all of you. We hope you enjoy the ceremony today honoring the 2009 Eastern Mennonite University nursing graduates. I ask that you please bow your head as Jerry leads us in a word of prayer.
Shall we bow our heads? Lord, we just thank you for this event that we were able to participate in, Lord, and we just thank you for all the things that you've done in our lives. Lord, we also thank you for the graduates, Lord, and thank you for just bringing us this far, Lord, and we know we can't do anything without you. And Lord, we also thank you for all the parents and family and friends that are able to come and join us, Lord. And Lord, as we continue, Lord, help us know that you are by our side no matter what we do and where we go, Lord. Be with us this morning and to help us just glorify your name in whatever we do, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
I will be giving the starting student reflection. And when I was first asked if I was willing to speak during pinning, I thought, what on earth am I going to talk about? I have no idea. But the thing that kept popping into my head was my memory from our first day at clinicals at VMRC, which is the retirement home just down the street. And I remember sitting around the table with all of the other girls in my clinical group that day, and we all stared at each other with complete and utter terror on our faces, feeling like we were probably just would rather die than actually go in and work with patients. And then I ended up standing outside of my patient's room for about 15 minutes trying to work up the courage to go in and wake up some poor old lady who was going to suffer my care that day. And so it's totally wonderful to be up here on this stage and to have gotten to the point where I feel comfortable taking care of 4 patients in a hospital and have no fear about waking them up in the morning. And I know that the rest of the people up on this stage have also gone that far, and it's just been a wonderful group to be with, and we have built a lot of memories and a lot of skills together. So.
Well, I've learned many things in my 2 years here at EMU. I'm a transfer from Heston College. But most importantly, I've learned that the impact of words have been huge in my life and in my education. In level one, I actually remember our very first meeting together when Eileen talked with our class and discussed the expectations she had for us in our nursing education here at EMU. Little did I know what I was getting into. Well, Arlene told us that it's almost impossible to make it through the nursing program without relationships. She told us that we would and should get to know each other, but not just for our physical assessment test. But it was more than that. She encouraged us to build community with each other and get to know each other in our study groups and through our journey as we become nurses. And then in level two, I was impacted and more so inspired by the many encouraging words and the teachings from all the professors. One professor who truly believed in me wrote in an email, "You can do this, Carrie. I have complete faith in you, and I know you are capable of passing all of these tests and becoming a nurse." Without that encouragement from all my professors and so many people in this educational setting, I'm not sure how I would have ever gotten through the challenge of nursing. At the beginning of the year, President Sorsen-Duber asked us, "Why are we here?" I was shocked. I couldn't really think of an answer. I thought, why? I mean, I know I wanted to be a nurse, but why did I come here? Why 14 hours away from home? And finally, at the end of the year, his answer has proved to be a commitment in which I will strive for the rest of my life and in my career of nursing. He said, "We're here to learn and be educated so that we can go out and change the world, beginning with our individual selves." And now, as I reflect at the end of my level three experience, and of course passing all of my NPAs and my clinical work and my adult health tests, I see the impact that these relationships Arlene encouraged us to have made my experience so much better. If I didn't have the support and encouragement from my family all the way back in Iowa through emails and constant phone calls, the patience and the excited listening ears of my roommates when I would come home from clinicals with really odd stories and gruesome things that happen at clinicals, they'd love to hear about it. The time and work my study partners up here put into each of our lives, and the holistic teaching that the professors provided, and the patience, of course, that Laura Esch has for us every day that we bombard her with papers and questions. I'm so thankful for all the time and the work that these people have put into my life and my education. Look around you, seniors. Here today, we can truly see the impact that everyone here has had upon our lives and our education. It is without doubt in my mind that I say nursing education isn't a single person's attempt to learn the knowledge and skills. It's the work of a group and push of each other to learn and mature. I feel so privileged to be up here today, congratulating every single one of you. You're all going to be so amazing, just amazing nurses, and I'm so excited for your future. As the Lord says in Isaiah 6:8, "Whom shall I send?" I hope that all of you will respond with, "Here I am, Lord. Send me for your will to change the world, beginning with my individual self."
When I was preparing for this speech, I had to find something that we all had in common. So, like every nursing student, I've developed a love for checklists. There is no better feeling than writing something down just so you can cross it off as soon as it's done. So, I found it only appropriate, since we're about to graduate, to cover experiences that we've all had over the past few years in a checklist format. First, number one, get accepted into the nursing program. Two, learn to cope with the stress of being in the nursing program. Three, juggle nursing and friends. Four, set alarm clocks for clinical and pray that they go off. Five, learn to cope with the embarrassment and self-confidence issues that come with having to wear white scrub pants. Six, pass all 25 level 1 tests over the course of 16 weeks. 7, forget to coupon an exam or paper. 8, pre-assess for clinical. 9, arrive to clinical on 2 hours of sleep and somehow survive. 10, learn to laugh at incidences that probably shouldn't be laughed at and to professionally control laughter under various circumstances which need not be mentioned. 11, talk to friends about nursing and stop when you realize that they have no idea what you're saying. 12, write what feels like a million NPAs. 13, pass level 2 adult health 1 and 2. 14, make it to level 3. 15, try to find a job. 16, survive capstone without having an anxiety attack. 17, think that level 3 is easy until there are 2 weeks left of school and 2 12- to 20-page papers due, along with leadership exams, the community notebook, other assignments, and preparation for graduation. 18, prepare for oral finals. 19, realize that preparing for oral finals is boring and there are much better things we could be doing with our time. 20, realize that these are the last few days we have together. 21, cry after realizing that these are the last few days we have together. 22, celebrate the last few days we have together. 23, get pinned and possibly cry some more. 25, graduate with our bachelor's in nursing and pray that we all pass NCLEX. You're 23 of the most amazing people I've ever known, and you've all truly become my friends, brothers, brother, and sisters. I love you guys, and I'll miss each and every one of you. All of our unique personalities have combined to make the best nursing class that EMU has and will ever see. As we proceed to graduation tomorrow, we will have the hardest task to check off of our list, and that's saying goodbye. Thank you.
At this time, I would like to ask those of you who are pinning one of the students up here to come forward and sit in these front rows, find a place so that when your student's name is called, you can come forward to pin them. I will be saying a little bit about who is pinning the student and then also about students' plans after they graduate. Ms. Lucy Barber. Lucy is being pinned by her aunt, Sue Claussen. who has been a great example of how to be a good nurse and has a great nurse, might I say. Yeah, a great nurse, and has encouraged her and believed in her the whole way through nursing school. Lucy plans to return to Fresno, California after a week-long trip across the country with her dad. She will pass boards and start working at a Fresno hospital, hopefully in the specialty of medical surgical nursing. Eliza Barnhart. Eliza is being pinned by her mom, Cheery Barnhart, who's inspired her to be a nurse through her love for her work as a nurse. Eliza will be going to South Africa to work in an orphanage after graduation. Melissa Bell. Melissa is being pinned by her mom, Kathy Bell, who inspired her to become a nurse by her caring, loving, and compassionate nature as a nurse herself. Melissa will be staying local and working local for a few years, and then hopes to eventually do missions internationally or within the U.S. Marissa Benner. Marissa is being pinned by her grandmother, Mabel Eshelman, because she was the first woman in her family to graduate from high school and continue her education to get a degree in nursing. She inspired two of her children and now two of her grandchildren to pursue a career in nursing. Natalie Bonilla. Natalie is being pinned by her mother, Alicia Bonilla, because she inspired Natalie to do what she's doing and to believe that the sky is the limit. She has been truly inspirational. Natalie's plans are to work at RMH on 4 East, which is a telemetry unit. She hopes to get her master's in women's health in the next 3 years. Jamie Bonos. Jamie is being pinned by her mom and dad, Lou and Lynn Bonos, her best friends, who have fully supported her through all of her endeavors. They have been selfless parents who have raised Jamie with guidance and love to mold her into the person she is today. She hopes that as she grows and matures, she can follow in her parents' footsteps and grow into a woman that will make them proud. I think she's already done that. Jamie is planning to go to Nigeria for the month of May and will then be returning to Virginia to begin her career in the critical care step-down unit at Augusta Medical Center. Carrie Bouchard. Carrie is being pinned by her parents, Merlin and Annie Bouchard. They have put much time, money, effort, and encouragement into her life and nursing education. They have also faithfully answered many of Carrie's phone calls, regardless of Carrie's mood. Carrie plans to attend a 3-week cross-cultural to Nigeria following graduation, and then plans to move back to Iowa to work. Lauren Byler. Lauren is being pinned by her parents, Elwood and Suzanne Byler, because they both inspire and motivate her to achieve her goals. Also, they have supported Lauren emotionally, financially, and spiritually through her college career. Lauren is planning on hanging around in Harrisonburg for the summer, studying for the ever-dreaded nursing licensure exam, and then is moving to Philadelphia to work. Rachel Klemmer. Rachel is being pinned by her mom, April Klemmer. She wants to thank her mom for being a constant source of love and encouragement along the way. Rachel also wishes her mom a very happy birthday today. After graduation, Rachel is getting married and moving to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where she'll be working at Lancaster General Hospital. Rosanna Koblenz. Rosanna is being pinned by Tyler Koblenz. He has been a constant source of support for her throughout the last 2 years in the nursing program. Amidst the busyness of studying, he has encouraged her, prayed with her, and given her many reasons to laugh. Rosanna will be staying in the Harrisonburg area and begin work. Julia Disbro. Julia is being pinned by her mom, Liz Disbro, the best nurse she knows. She has been a role model and inspiration for choosing the profession of nursing and has been a huge support system for her throughout the last 4 years. Julia plans to take the summer off after graduating in order to relax and plan her wedding to her wonderful fiancé, Chris Starks. After that, Julia will be working at Culpeper Regional Hospital and plans to eventually get her advanced practice degree as a pediatric nurse practitioner. Mary Hale. Mary is being pinned by her mom and dad because they have helped her financially and given her constant encouragement during her nursing career. Mary hopes to work in public health and help establish clinics in remote or rural areas. Bethany Hertzler. Bethany is being pinned by her mom, Laurel, because she has been a wonderful nurse role model for her. Bethany plans to move to Philadelphia to work in a hospital and eventually work in community or mental health. Jen Hurst. Jen is being pinned by her husband, Joe. He has been a constant support to her and has encouraged her to believe in herself, even when she thought there was no hope. He is the love of her life. After graduation, Jen and her husband are moving to Ohio, where Jen will be studying for the licensure exam and taking time to play before work really starts. Suzanne Jones. Suzanne is being pinned by her mom, Deborah Hall. Oh, that doesn't look right. Is your mom not here? Okay. She's being pinned by her husband. By her husband, Matthew, whose encouragement, support, and love are invaluable to her, and whose life she is honored to share. Suzanne and her husband plan on traveling back to the West Coast and Alaska for the summer, and then settling to work in either Southern California or Hawaii. Annette Kim. Annette is being pinned by her mother, Shin Kyung Hong, because she has given Annette unconditional love and support through her many challenging moments. She knows that it was because of her mother's faithful prayer that she has made it this far. As of now, Annette has no specific plans for the future. She's going to focus on passing the licensure exam and in putting her trust in the Lord. She knows that He will lead her in His way. Lindsay Kaisemore. Lindsay is being pinned by her parents, Dave and Sherrod Kaisemore. They love and support her unconditionally, and they have helped her enormously as she has pursued a career in nursing. She will begin working in the oncology department at RMH this summer. Renee Lehman. Renee is being pinned by David and Lavon Lehman. She cannot measure the ways that her parents have supported her. Therefore, we won't list them all here. They have been and continue to be spectacular role models for her and her life. For the next year, Renee will be working as a staff RN at RMH on 5 East Orthopedics. Jerry Mammon. Jerry is being pinned by his parents, Thomas and Jane Mammon, because they have been supportive and inspirational over the years. Jerry plans to move back to Oregon and hopefully find a job in the emergency department. Alicia Martin. Alicia is being pinned by her mom, Arletta, because she has been a constant support throughout college, is someone she trusts with everything, and has been a great encourager. After graduation, Alicia will be moving to Baltimore, Maryland, and starting her job at Johns Hopkins Hospital on their oncology unit. Addie Meissner. Addie is being pinned by her mom and dad. They have supported her in so many ways and have always offered encouragement and unconditional love and support. Addie plans to gain hospital experience first and then continue her education in international health and development. She hopes to one day end up working in Africa doing development work. Kelsey Miller. Kelsey is being pinned by her parents, Lois and Craig Miller. They have been very supportive and helpful throughout college, and she loves them. Kelsey plans to stay in Harrisonburg and work at either RMH or AMC. Anna Smith. Anna is being pinned by her mom because she has been an inspiration to her since she was just a little girl. She looks up to her as a nurse role model, as her mom, and as a best friend. Without her encouragement, support, guidance, and listening ear, Anna would not be having this opportunity today. Anna leaves on May 1st for her 7-week cross-cultural to Germany. Then she will return home to continue working as a patient care assistant at UVA until she takes and passes the licensure exam and finds a job somewhere in Virginia. Let's all stand and give a big round of applause to all of these students. At this time, Kathy Rittenhouse will come forward and share a short message.
Congratulations. Today you celebrate pinning. Tomorrow you graduate and leave EMU to face the challenges in the world around you. Many would say unprecedented challenges. Economic difficulties, an increasingly threatened environment, war, global hunger, a world that seems to have lost its way. But I have some good news for you. You leave EMU with what the world needs. The world needs the difference that you bring, just as it needed the difference and still needs the difference that Christ brought thousands of years ago. Each of you carry with you unique gifts and talents that God gave you. Perspective and values of EMU and a nursing education learned within the context of the sacred covenant. You are well prepared to meet the physical needs for the patients you will care for. Any nursing curriculum would provide that. The difference you carry is that you can meet those physical needs in partnership with a patient that you also care for spiritually and emotionally, seeing them as Christ would. I'd like to use a story from Matthew 8 to illustrate my point. It's the story of Jesus' encounter with a man with leprosy. You must remember that in Jesus' day, leprosy was an ugly and destructive disease that was feared as very contagious. If a person developed a suspicious patch of skin, he would be checked by the priests and isolated for a period of time. If on the second check it was indeed determined to be leprosy, he would be driven from his home, his family, his career, and his community. He would often live in isolation with others who suffered with leprosy, never allowed to re-enter the life that he knew before. If he found himself among normal people, he would have to cover his mouth and cry out a warning to them: unclean, unclean. Touching a person affected by leprosy violated social and religious laws of that day. Matthew 8:1-4. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see that thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priests, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Two things stand out to me when I read that story. The first is the faith that the leper placed in Jesus, taking the risk to approach him and ask for healing. Can't you see the crowd parting and people looking on his horror as he came near? The second is the compassion of Christ. Jesus could have healed him with a word, even a thought, but he chose to touch him. For a person who hadn't felt human touch in years, this must have not only healed him physically, but restored him spiritually and emotionally. Who will be the unclean in your world? When I graduated from EMC, the unclean were those suffering with HIV. At that time, HIV was a new disease. There was a lot we didn't know about it, and what we did know scared us. It was killing healthy young men in the prime of their life, and we didn't have a treatment for it. I have a clear memory, even though it was over 20 years ago, of working an evening in the ICU in Philadelphia. We got a call from the emergency room that we were getting an admission. A 34-year-old man who was suffering with end-stage HIV/AIDS, complicated by Kaposi sarcoma. I remember being the only nurse, along with the help of a respiratory therapist, as this man choked on his own blood and gasped for breath. This man died alone, without family, without those who loved him, because he was considered unclean. So, who will be the unclean in your world? Those others are afraid to touch or care for, those who have been labeled. I have had the privilege to teach you and see you grow. You have washed the feet of the homeless as you ministered to them. You have responded with kindness and compassion to a woman suffering with schizophrenia when she threw her food at you. You have lovingly and non-judgmentally cared for the alcoholic going through DTs. You have been a presence to a dying man and his family. You have advocated to relieve the pain of a woman others had labeled as a drug seeker. You took the time in your stressful, busy day to help a woman too weak to apply lotion and makeup, lifting her spirits. You will care for orphans in South Africa suffering with AIDS. Just as the leper looked to Jesus, your patients will put their faith in you. They will expose their vulnerability. You have what they need. You will be there to see them through the eyes of Christ. God bless you all.
think I've stopped crying long enough to read a verse or two from the Bible. I'm going to be reading from Deuteronomy 31, verses 7 and 8. I think these verses are very appropriate for us as we leave from this place and go where God has next for us. Be strong and courageous. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Now let us bow our heads for the closing prayer. Father, we thank you for touching our lives and our hearts over the past few years here at EMU. We are grateful for the friendships and heartwarming moments with fellow nursing students, professors, and patients that have crossed our paths during our time here. Lord, I'm reminded of John 13, verse 34, when you said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." The love that you show us is an unselfish love, a humble love, a love that thinks of others before self. Show us day by day, moment by moment, how we can show your love to our friends, families, and also the people we will care for in our nursing careers. Allow us, Lord, to show this love to others. Allow us to show your humble, unselfish love at the patient's bedside with families and fellow coworkers. We want to be a light wherever we go. Let your light shine through us. Let your love be shown in our service. My prayer for each and every one of us as we head out into our nursing careers is that we will allow your light to shine through us and touch many lives. I pray that we will walk in your footsteps, Jesus, and be humble servants, showing your love to all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you to all family and friends who came to celebrate with the nursing graduating class of 2009. We deeply appreciate your willingness to walk with these graduates through their educational experience, your willingness to listen to their stories, and they're crying, and offering them ongoing support. They will need continued support as they prepare for their licensure exam, and you heard that one over and over again today, and as they search for jobs, because it's a little bit harder. The recruiters aren't tracking down nurses like they were in the beginning of the year, so it'll be a little bit tougher for them, but they will find work. For graduates, for the faculty and staff, it's been a privilege to teach and watch you grow as people and in the profession of nursing. We know you have worked very hard and you have been placed in situations that as beginning nursing students you could never have imagined. But you've led groups, you've advocated, you've presented, you completed evidence-based projects and cared for groups of patients in multiple settings, and settings of which you had no concept when you first entered. We are honored to send you into the nursing world. After the closing of this ceremony, join us on Thomas Plaza, which is the amphitheater where the fountain is. On those steps, we'll be taking pictures. And then after that, you can go up into the campus center, which is just when you go out the door, it's on your left, where there will be a small reception. So thank you again for coming and for joining the graduates for their special day.